Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I am your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the app. So a lot of people here are listening, and it's one of two things is going on, probably, if you're listening to this. You either decided that you wanted a divorce and you're telling your spouse or thinking about it, or your spouse came to you and said, I want a divorce. Or actually, there's a third thing. Maybe you've been talking as a couple and you've mutually decided that getting divorced is the best thing. In any of those scenarios, I think this is a great podcast that will benefit any of those scenarios. And I'm calling it When the Divorce is Your Decision. And what I want to talk about are feelings that you might be feeling because the divorce is your decision, and then how to cope with those feelings. And I thought this was the perfect topic for me to have a great guest on the show. So I want to introduce Sheila Jacobson. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Jackie.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Sheila Jacobson is a life coach. She's the founder of Life in Order Consulting, her coaching business that she's had for about almost 6 years, right, Sheila?
Mm-hmm.
And another great thing about Sheila, why she's so good at what she does, is that she went through a divorce. So she is totally getting you and understanding what you're going through. And Sheila and I met, and I have to tell you, Sheila, something, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but we met several years ago, and I liked Sheila, and we got along. We were in the same networking group, but I didn't really know her. And then recently, within the last few months, we had this conversation, a really long conversation. We figured out that we had so much in common.
I know.
Like, I couldn't believe it. We have very similar stories.
We do. And it happens. And sometimes that's why it doesn't always click right away.
Right. But it's not that we didn't click.
No, we got along.
We just didn't know each other. So since then, I have been referring people to Sheila because I think she's an amazing coach. And we'll talk more about that later. But I thought this was a great topic to have Sheila on. Let's talk about when the divorce is your decision, which in your case, it was.
It was.
So tell us about that, and then tell us about why, because I think it ties into why you decided to become a coach.
Yes, yes. So this is such a great topic. Because it's so relatable to so many. And we tend to think that if it's somebody's decision, all of a sudden, because they've made that decision to get divorced, they're gonna be happy. And that isn't always the case. Divorce is difficult, as you know. And so many things go through our wonderful mind, which is an incredible muscle that needs to be worked, and it is such an amazing creator of stories for us. And so being somebody who was the one who filed for the divorce first, I did a lot of work on myself up front with a coach, a wonderful coach. And I needed help getting from point A to point B. I was living in a state of fear. I knew I wanted to get divorced, but my brain was telling me all sorts of stories. And I'm just going to give you some examples that are so normal, at the time felt horrible. One that's pretty relatable to everybody is how am I going to survive financially? How am I going to be without my partner? Am I ever going to meet somebody again? Where am I going to live? How is this going to go? How are my kids going to be with it?
Am I going to be able to run a household by myself?
Right.
Am I going to be able to have a relationship with my ex that's productive and good? Is he going to hate me forever?
Yeah, it just is a whole slew of fears that, unfortunately, for some of us, it becomes just a constant whirl in our head of these stories that we're creating and the fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. And the unknown isn't there yet. We don't know the future. And so that kept me feeling stuck.
Right.
And I needed to get unstuck.
I want to ask you, and remember at the beginning of this, I said, you can benefit by listening to this podcast, even if you're leaving your spouse or your spouse is leaving you, or you're mutually deciding to get divorced. And the reason I said that is because by listening to this, if it's not you, you might have an understanding of what's going through your spouse's mind. Okay, so what I want to do is start off with some common feelings that someone who is leaving their spouse might be feeling. And I wrote this article called Honey, I Want a Divorce When the Woman Decides to Leave. But this is actually for men or women. So some of the common feelings that a person might have would be, number one is guilt. So tell me, Sheila, what you have to say to people who are feeling guilty.
So guilt is one of those reactions in which, you know, you want to put yourself first, but yet you're really living at the effect of somebody else's feelings. And so you're thinking, if I want a divorce, how is this person going to react? And should I be feeling happy that I want the divorce? And yet I'm getting mixed up in those natural feelings of feeling bad for somebody else, the compassion portion of it.
But I just think guilt is such a waste because it serves no productive purpose. I mean, think about it. So I'm not saying you should walk away with, you know, thinking, oh, who cares about my spouse? That's not what this is. But it doesn't help to say, I feel terrible. And guilt can make you hate yourself, which is totally unhealthy. So instead of feeling guilty, maybe feel like, okay, I do feel compassion for my spouse, like you said, but this is not productive. So I'm not going down this road right now. Okay. Another common feeling is fear. That might be the hardest one.
Fear is very difficult because when we are not in the present moment, we are what I call future tripping.
Yes.
We are thinking about all the things that could go wrong. And I will tell you, Jackie, I give myself an A+ for future tripping.
Yes.
When I was going through my divorce, I lived in a world of 27 steps ahead of the game. So I had every scenario worked out in my head how this was gonna go, just in case I needed to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And what did it do for me?
Nothing, just caused anxiety and stress.
Horrible anxiety, mm-hmm. horrible stress. It left me feeling very empty.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned through coaching, going through coaching myself, how to control that mental looping.
Mm-hmm. So that's something you talk about in coaching.
Of course.
Okay, now also, I think it's very normal to feel fear.
Of course.
If anybody here is listening, we're not saying this to make you feel bad about yourself, because fear is very normal. But we want you to catch it and say, okay, I'm either going to talk to Sheila or somebody else and try to find a way to work out this fear and realize that it's an unproductive emotion. So give us like a little teaser on what you talk about with fear.
So this is what I would say. The first step is being aware that you've got that fear. So if you can catch yourself in the moment, if you're listening to this, this is a first step in being aware of some normal emotions. But when your mind starts looping on things that you can't control, because obviously we can't control the future, catch yourself and maybe come up with some sort of mantra. I am going to be fine. Whatever the future holds, I am going to be fine. That's just one example. People use all different mantras.
I would say something like, God is with me. You know, people I love are looking out for me. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. God is with me. People are who love me are looking out for me.
Right.
Or something like that. Whatever you want to do. I love it. I love it.
Something to pull yourself back to the present moment.
All right. Let's move on to another feeling people who are leaving their spouse might feel. They might feel like they're not allowed to be sad, right? So tell me about that. Like, they might think, because it was their decision, they feel so guilty that they don't have the right to even feel hurt. And they might feel like if they said something to someone like, oh, I'm in such pain from this divorce, the person will say, well, this is what you wanted, isn't it? So how do you feel about that?
Yeah, so that's also, again, that is a very common feeling that we have when we are the ones who want the divorce initially. And again, at this point, when we talk about that, when we push down any of our feelings, we're not doing ourselves justice. We're not getting in touch with them. We by acknowledging them is one of the first steps. And when we look at the past, it just brings up a lot of shame.
Mm-hmm. Okay, shame is the next one.
Okay.
But let me talk about this. If you feel like you're not allowed to feel sad, and you're sort of like feeling like you're the villain, like you're doing something wrong, it's so unproductive. So what I want to say is that you have every right to mourn your marriage, even if you're the one who decided to leave.
Absolutely. When you walk down the aisle with your spouse, you are not thinking that this is going to end in divorce.
Right. Oh my gosh, I was just about to say that. I was going to go, you know, if somebody wants a divorce, nobody wants to be divorced. So you're in pretty much a lot of pain.
Right.
And have been for a long time.
Right.
So anybody who's judging, screw them. Don't even listen to it or anything, and don't feel bad, because we know, Sheila and I know, if you're listening to this and you're leaving your spouse, that it's a big decision. You did not want to be divorced.
It's a huge decision. It's a life change. And it is a change in which you come to recognize that life isn't turning out as you had planned. So in a way, it feels a lot like grief.
Right.
The plans that you had to live forever with your spouse.
Right. And raise your kids.
Raise your kids mm-hmm. together, and maybe some of the other dreams of traveling or having a business together, whatever it may be, is now ending.
Right.
And endings are hard.
Okay. Moving on to shame. So some people might feel like they're doing something wrong, like others are judging them, and you might feel shame. But in my opinion, there's no shame in leaving a situation you feel is toxic, and certainly no shame in trying to have a happier life.
Right. And that's where we get caught up again in our own thoughts. We regurgitate and create in our mind all these stories. Maybe if I had done this, maybe if I had been a better wife.
Now, if somebody is saying those things, what would you in coaching tell them to redirect their mind to say? Stop right there looking back.
Yeah.
And think what?
And think we got to focus on today and what we can control.
So not the past, not the future.
Right.
Today.
The past has already happened, and we are very creative in our minds of creating stories in which tell ourselves that what we did could have been changed and could have changed the outcome. There's nothing productive in helping us do that at this point.
Moving on to the last emotion I put in this article that you might be feeling is doubt. So, am I doing the right thing? What if I regret this later and try to get back together with him and he has a girlfriend and is in love again? What if I can't make it on my own? What if the kids end up messed up? Am I being selfish? Can I make this work? Now, does this sound familiar?
It does. Mm-hmm. Very familiar, very relatable. And one of the things that when I work with a client who has those doubts, I give similar advice that you gave in the article, which is to write it down. Write a list of why you're getting the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And when the doubt comes up, go back to that list and relook at it.
Right. Hide it somewhere where no one can see it.
Absolutely.
And don't throw it away, but don't show it to anyone. And I say, like, put specific things on there. Like, remember that night he did this.
Right.
You know, remember how I felt when this happened.
Some things that happened for me was when my soon-to-be ex wanted to tell me something related to the divorce, he was very sweet and very kind. And it would give me that sense of doubt.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I can make this work.
Right.
It sure would be a lot easier.
Right.
Wouldn't have to go through all of this.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then I would go back to my list and I would say, okay, we've lived with this person for a long time. We know that this happened before. Let's stay focused on where we want to be headed.
Okay, so I was going to say this about doubt. Have confidence in your decision, and I'm going to say this. So currently, Sheila, you know this, I'm with someone who is the love of my life, so are you.
Right.
And in a million years, I would never break up with him. So if you are listening to this and you broke up or ending your marriage, you weren't sure it was the right thing. So I'm sure.
Right, right.
So I guess I'm saying that to comfort people, to help them have confidence in their decision. You would never let the person go if you really, really knew it was right.
Absolutely. I also truly believe, and this is why I love coaching so much, is because we get to the root of really your inner feelings. Things that you may not really be thinking about, your beliefs or unconscious thoughts. And like you said, you might have an inkling.
Now I want to switch to the positives, okay? We identified what you might be feeling. Let's switch to the positives of what you might want to think about if you're the one who's leaving, if the divorce is your idea. Okay, so I have here, your kids will be better off with two divorced parents who get along than a household with no love, lots of fighting, and coldness. They could grow up mimicking what you and your ex have in the relationship and could think that's normal. Or if both spouses or one gets into a relationship, they could see that relationship and that's what they would have to go by. So what do you think of that?
I think that's amazing. That's exactly.
You're living it.
I'm living it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, for me, I was working so hard on trying to be optimistic at the end of my marriage for my kids that it was actually
fake.
Yes. And kids pick up on that.
Mm-hmm.
They know. They know a lot more than they actually will ever
yes.
tell you. They feel it. So if you're in that situation in which you are trying to keep yourself above board for your kids, they know.
Yes. Okay. Another thing is people always say live in the present. And although I'm a huge fan of that, there is one instance where I think, and I know you said, Sheila, you shouldn't live in the future, but I think it might benefit, and that is during a divorce. And let me tell you what I mean by this. Instead of thinking, oh my gosh, I just got this huge attorney bill, my ex hates me, we're fighting in front of the kids, I'm really scared. Now that's being in the present.
Right.
But we've already addressed how to handle those things. But if you think about your future in a good way and say, I'm doing this all now because here's what I picture my life to be in the future. I picture having this job that I love or being promoted at my company. I picture living in a really peaceful household with me and my kids. I picture reconnecting with friends. You know, so maybe if you think about the future, it's okay, but in a positive way.
Right, and that's where really feeling good about yourself. Relationships are super important, and the most important relationship is with who? Ourselves.
How do you get to have a comfortable relationship with yourself?
You get to know yourself. You give yourself space. You give yourself time. You sit with yourself and you reconnect with the person you were before you got married. You find things that you have not been, you're giving yourself some self-care.
And you're going back to some things that you may have loved to do, but you put by the wayside.
Exactly.
If you used to love to paint, if you used to love to sing, if you loved Pilates and you stopped doing it.
Exactly.
If you lost touch with some friends because your husband didn't really like the friends.
Right.
And by the way, if you do go back and tell friend and try to reconnect with friends, almost 100%, no matter what happened, they'll reconnect with you and they'll be thrilled to hear from you.
Of course.
And they'll say thank you for being the first one to reach
right,
out.
Right. And it's funny you said that. You forget about that, but absolutely. People, mm-hmm. as long as you are being your authentic self, people want to connect with you. And that's really where the relationship with yourself comes in. We all know people who come into a room with a lot of positive energy. People want to be with them.
Right.
But when you come in and all you do is complain about your life, people tend to want to kind of stay away.
Right. And you know what? Sheila and I are not saying that you have to be fake and fake being happy. What we're saying, though, is get happy and then you won't be faking it.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. it takes practice.
It does.
It
takes, I think, therapy and coaching are a must. I really do.
And it is crucial to have a support.
Right.
And that is one thing. I consider it a gift you give yourself.
Completely. Okay, so in closing, I want to end with this story. I have a really good friend. Her husband blindsided her, left her. And I remember having conversations with her. And I would say, you know, you're really kind of lucky in a way. And she would be like, what do you mean? Are you crazy? This is the worst moment of my life. And I would say, well, you're lucky that you'll never have to look back and think, am I doing the right thing? You don't have any control. So those are a whole different set of feelings mm-hmm. that you might be having mm-hmm. if you weren't the one who wanted the divorce, because it happened to you, which is very hard and difficult in and of itself.
Right.
But it's a totally different set of emotions.
It is.
I think, though, divorce is painful no matter who left who.
Absolutely. Like I said, it's the loss of what you thought was going to be.
Right. Right. And what matters most is how the kids turn out
right.
and how both people's lives turn out and right. what you do after.
Right.
And it's never too late to change.
Never too late.
If you're one of those people who's been sitting around and mourning your marriage for way too long, you can snap out of it. It just takes making good choices,
One of the things that I always say is that if it came into your mind that you're thinking about a divorce, it may be time to really look deeper at that. Set some goals for yourself and don't have the expectation that you have to meet those goals right away. Everything is on your own time frame.
Sheila, this has been so great. Thank you so much for being on the show. I am so glad that you were here.
I really appreciate being here and being a divorced girl smiling.
Aw, thanks, Sheila. And if you want to learn more, visit, what's the name of your website, Sheila?
LifeInOrderConsulting.com.
And Sheila sees clients all over the country mm-hmm. and does it on Zoom or in person if you're in the Chicagoland area. Before I sign off, I just want to mention two Divorce Girl Smiling partners who I think are amazing. And the first one is Katz and Stefani, which is a Chicago-based law firm. They also have offices in Bannockburn. And I have known Dan Stefani for several years and just think he is an amazing, amazing person, really smart and also really warm and compassionate. But Katz and Stefani has 14 other attorneys. So if you want to learn more, visit katzandstefani.com. And the other person I want to mention is Jeremy Woods, who is a mortgage banker for Bank of America. And I personally know Jeremy. I've known him for several years. He's great at what he does, and he can do mortgages anywhere. Thank you so much for listening. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. If you want to learn more, visit divorcegirlsmiling.com. Sheila, thanks again for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie.